There were new protests announced yesterday in Belarus at 7 o'clock in the evening. Can you describe what was happening during the protests? How were they like? Where were they held? And how many people gathered on the streets of Belarus?
Well, the protests were just like the previous ones. People, almost just like the previous ones, people gathered in different cities and towns of Belarus, in Minsk and other cities. But this time, what concerns Minsk, people were the organizers of these protests, famous internet bloggers, arranged the protest in different parts of Minsk, not in the central square. So people gathered in different, in resident areas, distant resident areas of Minsk, gathered there near some shops or other objects, and they walked around, clapped their hands, and that's all.
And have there been any new arrests of activists, protesters, or journalists?
Yes, unfortunately, yesterday there were at least 400 people were arrested across Belarus, and 119 in Minsk only. And according to our information, 25 journalists were arrested.
International journalists or just Belarusian?
Most of them were Belarusian journalists. But this time, for example, a TV group from Russia was arrested, although they were later released. So not only Belarusian journalists.
They were fined again, or?
No, most of them were released. But it's not. There is not much information. But what we know is that at least 7 journalists, all of them Belarusian journalists, are now awaiting charges. So they will be tried, maybe fined, maybe go to prison for 10 days or 15 days.
And how many protesters there were in all of the Belarus? Do you have the information?
No. We can't have, because they. You see, the protesters can't be seen as protesters. They're just ordinary people. They have no flags, no slogans, no banners, and it's difficult to say. But as for Minsk, at least 2,000 people were on the streets.
If we consider that the protesters are not connected with the political opposition and are organized mainly without their help, can you explain what is the political reach and the influence of the Belarusian opposition?
Well, we cannot say that these protests have nothing to do with the political opposition, because among those who were arrested, there were political activists who belonged to parties, civil movements, you know, human rights defenders. So we cannot say just like this. And as for the political reach, I think that the effectiveness, the general objective of this protest is general for everybody, for every democratic-minded person in Belarus.
Can you then tell me a little bit more, is there opposition only in the capital, or does it exist also in other regions?
No, opposition has its friends and members all over the country. Of course, Minsk is the biggest city. It has almost 2 million people of residents, and it's the center of political life. But there are offices of political parties all around the country.
Your human rights center, Vyasna, is a non-governmental human rights organization created in 1996 during the mass protest of the democratic opposition in Belarus. Vyasna was actually initially a group created to help the arrested rally participants and their families. Has the function of Vyasna changed in the past years?
Actually, this was the initial function, and we have been doing this work throughout these years, and this is one of our main tasks, one of our main objectives, which we spend most of our time on. But during the years, we have learned to do some other activities, for example, election monitoring and providing legal assistance in courts, which we did not do before, but helping the arrested protesters, their families, is one of our main goals still.
Can you maybe explain more specifically how this intimidation works in practice? What methods are repressive Belarusian authorities using? Does that mean that the activists are visited at home and intimidated by the police or security authorities? Are they tapping or intercepting their phone calls, blocking them access to internet connection? Or do those who are exposed as activists lose their jobs or are discredited in any way? How do you see it from the point of view of the Center for Human Rights?
During these years, the years of Lukashenko's regime, we have been collecting this information, and now we can say that today's special forces use every method, just like in Soviet times. Of course, these intimidation impacts most of all the most active pro-democratic activists. Most of them just can't be employed. They don't have any work, any job, because they're not employed anywhere. And as for other methods, people are very often visited at homes at their working place. The KGB arranges so-called conversations when people are summoned to the KGB department, and they are told not to be involved in any politics, otherwise they can be prosecuted and put into jail.
If I understand right, this is the Belarus section of KGB.
Yes, that's right.
So most of the mass media state as the main reasons for protests, the Belarusian financial crisis, the devaluation of the Belarusian ruble, and high state budget deficit. Are these really the main reasons? And to what degree do the Belarusian citizens enjoy the freedom of speech and human rights in general?
As I said before, it is difficult to say what the real underlying reasons for these protests are, because people are not united by any reasons, any political grounds or economic grounds. But of course, the current economic crisis is a very serious stimulus for these protests. And people, ordinary people, are growing more and more dissatisfied with the economic policy of the president.
Lukashenko has responded to the protests in last December with increasingly authoritarian governance. He tightened the control not only over the activists of the political opposition, but also over the media, students, ethnic Poles, and relatives of opposition activists. What is the case with the media in the country, and what is the case with ethnic minorities in Belarus?
In short, Belarus now almost has no independent media. All of them have been either closed down or prosecuted. So all of the independent information people can get is disseminated through the internet. There are almost no printed independent newspapers, no independent television channels, no radio channels. As for the ethnic minorities, mainly the Polish minority, whose representative was standing trial, I think this is not the case about the Polish minority itself, but the political stand that its representatives in Belarus have expressed towards the current regime. They have been very active, and they have been showing their position very actively, saying that this regime is not democratic, and they have been punished for that in many cases and many times.
So to what extent could you say that the current Belarus policy is under the influence of Russia?
Well, it is also very difficult to say. Of course, Belarus is very, to a great extent, maybe tied, linked to Russia in economy, because many of Belarusian enterprises and industries are either owned by Russian businessmen or controlled somehow. So in economy, the control is serious, but in politics, I think this is not the case. I think that the current president, Belarusian president, has his own way, and he's not influenced by Russia in this way, not to a great extent.
So, and this protest will continue every Wednesday for a couple of weeks.
Yes, that's right. Maybe even more, maybe further. We can't say definitely. People who organize this protest through the internet, they say that we will continue the protest unless they bring some fruit, some results. Either the regime will soften its measures, punitive measures, or peaceful assemblies will be allowed, something like that.
Do you maybe expect in the future, during this protest, that there will be any international organizations or activists helping or supporting these protests?
Well, actually, we cannot imagine how international civil initiatives can help Belarus in this way, in this situation, because in case they are involved in these protests somehow, they will be treated just like the protests, and they will be arrested, put to jail, or deported from Belarus, just like it was many, many times before.
Uh-huh. And what is the border regime during these protests? Are they letting through the board any activists from foreign countries?
There are not many foreign activists coming to this protest because they are too often. We only know about some activists from Russia and Ukraine. But what we can say that the current Belarusian police and the KGB are not willing to allow any foreign nationals witness the protest. Just a week ago, a BBC journalists were not allowed to enter Belarus, for example.
And do you maybe know for any other cases when they didn't allow some journalists or activists through the border to Belarus?
No, during this activist, this was maybe the only case. But before, many Russian and Ukrainian human rights defenders were either not allowed to enter Belarus or deported after they enter Belarus.
Konstantin, did I maybe forget something? Something that slipped my mind that maybe you would like to expose?
Well, I can only say that maybe you have this information, but this is what we are doing. We are collecting information about the number of those arrested and who stand trials, but the information is not complete. So, once again, 400, almost 400 persons were arrested yesterday. Some of them were released. A very small amount of them were fined, and the majority of them stood trials and put into prison for between 5 and 15 days. And the trials are still going on. So information will be complete maybe tomorrow, maybe.
What is the experience of those who were arrested during these protests? Were they in custody, beaten or molested in any kind of way? Do you have maybe some information about this?
Yes. Each time there are some kinds of protests, people are beaten. Sometimes less, sometimes more. Of course, they report this information to us and we make it public. Yesterday, there were not many people who reported about beatings. There was a very curious case that when a journalist of a state-owned newspaper was beaten. So this is quite funny to a certain degree.